You're listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here is the latest news from the world of Indian and international business brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Let's begin with the major update. Mutual fund houses launched 10 to 12 equity new fund offers, NFOs, every month in the last 3 years. That the flood shows no sign of subsiding is evident from the number in 2024. Already, 67 new schemes have been launched so far this year, indicating an increase in momentum. Almost half of these schemes are actively managed. For the first time in 3 decades, that is, ever since the private sector mutual funds started operating in November 1993, the number of equity and hybrid NFOs crossed the 100 mark every year between 2021 and 2023, according to data from Value Research. What has also helped is the introduction of new indices by both the BSE and the National Stock Exchange. Moving on. In the largest deal in the affordable housing finance space, the board of Shriram Finance on Monday approved the sale of its housing finance subsidiary, Shriram Housing Finance, SHFL, to Warburg Pincus for Rs. 4,630 crore. Warburg Pincus will acquire the stake through its affiliate Mango Crest Investment. This is also the US-based private equity firm's biggest deal in India. The proposed transaction is valued for equity and convertible instruments of the housing finance company. Shriram Finance will receive Rs. 3,909 crore along with additional amounts based on occurrence of identified events. The proposed transaction is subjected to receipt of necessary regulatory approvals and fulfillment of other customary conditions. The transaction is expected to be completed by February 7, 2025. In other news, the government is working out a mechanism to help exporters handle the investigations by importing countries on support extended to them under the Remission of Duties and Taxes on Exported Products, RODTEP, that sometimes leads to the imposition of countervailing duties. The US investigators have visited exporting units in the past to verify the benefit given under RODTEP is in proportion to the taxes on inputs. In many cases, the exporters have not been able to fully establish the link because of some gaps in documentation. An official said that the countervailing duties have been imposed by the US and European Union on certain units only, and that too because they could not produce the right documents. Meanwhile, the country would require over Rs. 4.2 trillion investment under the Public-Private Partnership PPP model by 2030 for ubiquitous broadband penetration, according to estimates from EY. The same assumes significance as the country, especially the rural areas, lag in fixed or wired broadband penetration compared to developed nations. According to the Broadband India Forum, even as the average data consumption of 187 GB per month in India on fixed broadband is 10 times higher than the mobile data consumption, the same is still significantly lower than the US data consumption of 641 GB per month. Furthermore, fixed broadband subscriptions in India are a mere 2.85 per 100 persons, and it is almost one-fourth of the global average. Up next, Bharti Airtel and Google on Monday announced a partnership to offer cloud and generative artificial intelligence AI solutions to businesses in the country. The companies will provide businesses with solutions like geospatial analytics, location intelligence for spotting trends, predictive capabilities, market assessment, site selection, risk management, and asset tracking. Other solutions such as voice analytics for conversational application trained across languages, marketing technology to forecast consumer behavior, perform tailored audience segmentations, and streamline content creation will also be a part of the offering. For Airtel, Google's partnership will help provide an updated suite of cloud-managed services to its customer base of over 2,000 large enterprises and 1 million emerging businesses. Notably, Google is an investor in Airtel with a 1.18% stake. Moving on, public sector lender Indian Overseas Bank, IOB, will likely approach the central government to extend by a year the deadline to lower its promoter stake in the bank to below 75%, MD and CEO Ajay Kumar Srivastava told FE. The government has set August as the deadline for 5 PSBs to meet the minimum public shareholding MPS norms. As of March, the government held a 96.38% stake in IOB. IOB's board of directors has already approved raising the Rs 5,000 crore during FY25 via equity to trim the promoter stake. However, this will only lower the government's stake to 83-84%, Srivastava said. According to the Securities and Exchange Board of India, SEBI rules, a company is required to have MPS of 25% within 3 years after listing. Lastly, let's take a look at stocks to watch today. GIFT Nifty indicated that Indian equity indices BSE Sensex and NSE Nifty 50 may see a positive opening on Tuesday. Here's a look at key stocks to watch. GIFT Nifty traded up by 46.50 points or 0.21% at 22,213, indicating a positive opening for domestic indices NSE Nifty 50 and BSE Sensex on Tuesday. Previously on Monday, the NSE Nifty 50 ended up by 48.85 or 0.22% to settle at 22,104.05, while the BSE jumped 101.67 points or 0.15% to 72,776.14. Here are the top stocks to watch before the market opens on Tuesday, May 14, 2024. Zomato, DLF, Sanofi, GSPL, Shriram Finance, UPL, Cochin Shipyard, RVNL. You were listening to the Expresso Business Update by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from the Indian Express and stay up to date with the happenings in the finance and business stories.